Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 19.
Number 19.
That's right. Today is January 11th, 2006. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we got a ton of stuff to talk to you about this week concerning the new Camaro concept that was released this week at Cobo Hall in Detroit, Michigan during the North American Auto Show.
Like we could talk about anything else. It's been buzz everywhere.
Oh,
my God. You can't go to any automotive site without reading about it, or any non-automotive site for that matter.
That's true.
It's on CNET Autos and CNN Autos and MSN Autos and the front page of the Detroit News, and just about anywhere else you go, you're going to see this car.
Yeah, even the Free Press this morning continued talking about the Camaro at the show, including five facts about the Camaro. They had songs about Camaro. It's just everything Camaro in the last couple days.
It's just like the Camaro came out for the first time all over
again. I know. This is just awesome. I'm loving seeing this in headlines.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good feeling knowing that everybody's behind it. I mean, there's very little professional criticism when it comes to this car. It deserves it. I mean, it's a great-looking car. Even won the concept award. What's the award called?
It's the Izon Design Concept, voted by the top designers in the country. And, it took first place in that, or the top award. I know there was two other cars that were underneath it, like a Ferrari and something else.
It beat out a Ferrari concept.
That's correct.
And which means it also beat out all the other concepts that all the other automakers presented at the Detroit Auto Show.
Yeah.
The Camaro took top honors.
That's right.
That's a heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Car of the Year. Car of the Year at the Auto Show.
You think so?
Car of the Year.
Do they have that award?
I don't know, but I mean,
well, I mean, it did win this award, so I guess that counts right there.
Yeah, of course, they'll probably give it to a freaking Toyota or
something. Some sort of hybrid Tercel or something. So, but yeah, I mean, in the last podcast, we talked with Scott Settlemyer. And that's still available for download if you missed it. And he had a lot of cool things to say about the concept. And, that's what we're going to talk about in this one, because, I mean, there's so much to talk about. It made such a big splash in the industry. You know, and let's start off right now by saying, before you pass judgment, good or bad, on this car, you got to see it in person.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We really can't stress that enough, because there's so many aspects of this car's design that you just can't see very accurately in pictures, either in print or on the screen. You got to be up on this car in person.
Those subtle lines that are across the roof of the car.
Right.
The hood, the sides. I don't know if anybody would be able to get close enough to touch it like we did, but
and touch it I did.
Yeah.
I caressed it like a newborn baby.
I thought GM security was going to yell at you when you kept putting your camera inside the car.
Yeah, well, they could have, you know.
They can just suck it.
we're there for a purpose, man, and we fulfilled that purpose.
How about that mob of reporters I had to try and get through when they finally unleashed the car to all of us media?
Well, it was like a
good Christ,
like a heavy metal mosh pit, but nobody was moving that much.
I mean, I was bound and determined to get up there and get some pictures of the inside. I didn't care how many people I had to go through.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it was surrounded completely on all sides, and there's like seven or eight people deep at any given point of the car. You just couldn't get near it. I waited for 20 minutes just to see if any openings would, you know, occur, but I don't think that even after an hour and a half, it had lessened at all.
Yeah, you couldn't even get near the car. I think eventually they did rope it off.
Yeah, they had to push people away.
Yeah, after Lutz was done giving his interviews. But yeah, for the lucky few of us who got to get up close and see the car, you know, damn real close.
Well, it was
close enough to touch it.
It was either you had to be up against it, or you couldn't see it because there's people in the way.
Right.
But you definitely got to see this car, and we posted in the 5th Gen section where it's going to be shown, and that list is obviously going to change. I think Chevrolet is going to try to get this car out to as many spots as possible.
Right.
So just check the 5th Gen forum. We have a thread that's stuck to the top showing where you can see the car. Don't miss out on seeing this, because it's really, truly an incredible-looking car.
Yeah.
And, there's just so many complex angles to it that don't show up.
Right.
So you'll see, if you see it in person, you'll say, damn, Chris and Jason were right.
I wish we could have seen that red one, too.
Yeah.
That red one looks really pretty sweet, too.
Yeah, it does. And, well, all the Photoshop jobs that people did in the 5th Gen section, too.
Yeah.
Putting stripes and different colors on it and everything.
Changing the grill.
I mean, they were basically making the car theirs before they could even get their hands on it.
That's right.
So, and speaking of getting their hands on it, I read that Lutz said that they could come to a decision on production, an official decision, within 6 months.
6 months, wow.
So, you know, that's really not too terrible of a wait. By midsummer, we should know. And heck, man, I got so much enthusiasm about this car. I've actually considered contemplating the thinking about idea of maybe selling my car when they announce it. I mean, I'm that much about this new car.
I mean, yeah, you can, you know, save some money, get into a new daily driver for now, start saving your pennies, so ready to, you know, pay over MSRP when they come out.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I know that...
When the dealers will stick it to you, but good.
Well, if it's anything like... If the response to the car when it's actually available to the public is anything like what it has been in the press and in the media and by just about everybody else who has actually seen the car in person, it's going to be just as tough to get one as it was to get up on it at the show.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Let's just hope for the best and hope this car gets made,
because yeah.
it's awesome.
Yeah.
And we've even... Well, we kind of we had the Save the F-Body thing going for many years.
Yeah, it's when we started, like 98, when the first rumblings started that they were going to cancel it.
I think it was sometime late 97, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think so. I think it was 12 of 97, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah, and we know that it worked, though. We know that that got printed off and,
oh, yeah.
and spread around GM, and Scott said that the stack of papers was... well over a foot thick after we printed it all out, and that was years ago.
At least, I would say, a quarter of a million signatures on that.
You think that many?
Oh yeah, easy.
Well, going on that, knowing that it worked, we now created another one just like it, called Build the Concept, and it can be found at CamaroZ28.com/BuildTheConcept.
We've already got so many people who have filled that out already.
And it's amazing. And it's,
yeah.
And they're all saying pretty much the same thing for the most part.
Right.
If you build it,
I'm
going to
buy it.
Yep. Hands down. So GM, we know GM is going to be looking at that. We know that it's going to be used. So make sure if you got a positive thing to say about this car, be sure to stop by and leave your digital signature, if you will, and let them know your thoughts, because the more, the better.
Definitely.
And speaking of which, I want to go off on a little tangent about the Challenger.
Okay.
Which kind of got... kind of squashed by the Camaro, but it shouldn't really be counted out. I think that the Challenger is a good-looking car, and I really think that they need to make it, because it'd really be a great incentive for GM to say, okay, now that Dodge has officially said that they're going to build this Challenger, let's kick it in high gear with this Camaro to compete.
Right.
And it'd be nice to see Camaros, Mustangs, and the Challenger out on
the
street.
Get back into the muscle car wars again.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good for everybody all the way around.
Right, more competition means better cars and more reason to build them better.
Yeah.
So don't discredit that Challenger either. Let's hope that all, you know, the Camaro and the Challenger get built, and it'd be, you never know, in a couple of years we're gonna be really liking the way the streets are looking.
Yeah, can't wait to see Woodward then.
Oh man. Can you imagine it'd be just like
throwback to the 60s?
Yeah, it'd be just like 1969, 1970 all over again.
Wow.
So, let's just hope for the best, man. And the 5th gen section has just exploded.
I mean, oh my god, the whole site has exploded over the last 2 days. We've had the most traffic in history on the day of the unveiling and up to yesterday and continued through today. Everybody is looking for Camaro information. And when they go on the web to search for Camaro, we're the number one site that comes up in Google. So we're getting all the traffic.
So our site is the place to be, just
exactly.
Like it's always been.
I mean, we've had an excess over the last 2 days of over 5 million hits.
Oh, man. Check that out.
Good Christ. And the server's holding up great.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the new server a few months ago.
That's exactly why we got this new server. We were anticipating this day, and it's come, and it's still going on, and... Bring it on.
And if that many people are looking for Camaro information, what's that tell you? Hey, GM, you listening to this?
Yeah.
We know you are.
Yeah, I'm sure you're getting hit pretty good, too.
That's right. I mean, they put up that, Chevrolet.com/performance.
Right.
Where the first thing that comes up,
yep,
what do you know? It's the
Camaro.
Camaro
concept, yeah.
You can download some cool wallpapers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I think we should get to what a lot of people have been waiting for. We were given the official video...
Of the unveiling.
Of the video that was played at the intro of the unveiling, and it's a pretty phenomenal piece.
Oh,
it's only
man,
a minute and a half long.
Yeah.
But it really invokes the whole spirit of what they were...
Oh, yeah.
You can tell by watching what they were trying to achieve with this car.
Definitely.
So, if you want to download it and see it, it's not you know, something that's been recorded with a video camera or a digital camera. It's,
right.
This is
a rip from the DVD that Scott gave us.
Which we got permission to do, so
right.
Before anybody jumps on our case about that. You can find it at CamaroZ28.com/CamaroConcept /CamaroConceptIntro.wmv. And obviously you'll need Windows Media Player to watch that.
Yeah, and crank it up.
Yeah, the music, the intro music is just
incredible. If you were in Detroit to see that on that, you know, two-story high screen by what, like, three-story wide screen, just it was just phenomenal.
It was like twice as wide as any movie screen and just as high.
Yeah.
And it was just really incredible. And so if anybody happens to have any decent server space we can mirror this on, we want to get this video out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So just we're going to post the link in the 5th Gen section when we release this podcast. So if you can contribute any web space, it'd be appreciated so people can always be sure to download it and just post in the thread and let everybody know and where else it can be found.
Sure thing. Sure.
So what else we got?
Oh, it's been a hell of a week.
Yeah, kind of a blur.
Yeah, you can say that.
You know, I mean,
starting with the you know, the reception we had at the GM Heritage Museum Sunday night, thrown by GM. Got to see some way cool cars there.
There's probably a few $1 billion worth of cars in that
easy
building.
Easy.
I expected to be kind of like a dusty, dirty warehouse, and you know, but it was like a museum. Everything was meticulously maintained.
Yep.
The food was great.
Yeah, they had phenomenal staff. I mean, wow.
Yeah, you set your empty beer bottle down on the table and it's whisked away before you even knew it. And we had to talk to some engineers.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And they weren't just run-of-the-mill engineers. They were the top
guys. Who built this car.
And they drilled us.
Yeah.
They fired all kinds of questions at us when we introduced ourselves to them. So they're really up on this car, and I don't think it ends with them. I mean,
right.
I think everybody in GM is really behind this.
Right. I think one of the most interesting questions one of the engineers asked us was, what do you think about the trunk space?
Yeah, and we never really thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody stopped to consider that. So it shows you that they're weighing all aspects of this car.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're not just going to just shove it out there and say, hey, here you go. They're making sure that it's usable just as much as it is good-looking and powerful.
Right.
You know, and we told them, I think that, you know, if you can fit a bucket of car detailing stuff and maybe a bag of golf clubs, that should be, you know, pretty good for most people out there.
Yeah.
They asked us other questions that we never thought of either, but
like the paddle shift for the automatic transmission.
Yeah, they just said, what if?
Right.
You know, what would you guys think of that? And once again, these are little details that I don't think a whole lot of people are thinking about, but they're obviously thinking of all sorts of different avenues.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know if you might see that come up, but they're watching the site just like a lot of the other people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you post your thoughts and generate discussion or participate in discussion, because what is said on our site and what is said in the Build the Camaro Concept petition is going to impact the final car, without a doubt.
That's right.
So make your thoughts known.
So this is the perfect end to perfect week.
We've been waiting for
years and years, and it's gone by in a blur.
Yeah, they said have faith. Well,
we've had faith, and we continue to have faith that they will approve and build this car.
Absolutely. I mean, read Bob Lutz's blog.
Right.
And what he says speaks volumes in there.
Yeah.
So if anybody thinks that they're not interested in building this car, I don't think they would have spent the money on the presentation.
The car, it's everything, you know.
I mean, they generated so much
buzz.
Electricity,
yeah.
When was the last time you really saw a car that generated this much buzz?
I mean,
ever.
When the C6 came out, I mean, there was a good buzz about it.
Yeah.
But not like this, because, you know, we haven't seen a Camaro in 4 years.
Right.
A newer Camaro.
Right.
And it's, you know, all the enthusiasts were there,
yep.
You know, that GM were able to bring in, and it was just an electrifying experience.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
No.
I mean, the response to the C6 was to be expected.
Right.
You know, it's Chevrolet's flagship. They you know that they're going to put their best into it. But this, I even wonder if GM didn't quite expect the
kind
blurry.
Of overwhelming response that they got.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody expected it, and that's what makes it all the more of a statement.
Right.
So, man.
Okay.
What more can you say, man? There's probably lots more. We'll probably cover it in the next podcast next week. But
we got a lot of material.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave that with you for now. and continue to watch the front page at CamaroZ28.com as we continue to update things. And also, like we always say, watch the 5th Gen section, because there's a lot of great news and info and tidbits in there.
That's right.
So thank you very much for listening. That wraps it up for us, right?
That's right.
Okay. So we'll see you next week.
Later on. Sie hat mich gemacht, als gehe ich auf die Säule mit